You are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And let's do this, everybody, on a Wednesday, May the 11th, and a Thursday, May 12th. It is another edition of Locked On Lions right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Matt Derry with you, a little bit hoarse today. Stick with me. Stay with me. Thank you for listening, making us your first listen each and every day on the podcast as we talk Detroit Lions football with you. You can follow me on Twitter at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks, at Locked On Lions on Twitter, and also the Matt Derry Facebook fan page. Coming up on the show today, you will hear from running back Jamal Williams. It was a bizarre press conference today. It was entertaining again as the team is going through some offseason workouts right now, and they put Jamal in front of the cameras, and it's always fun when Williams talks. But he was asked today about Hard Knocks, and his response was definitely interesting. Plus, Williams referenced Super Bowl about 8 or 9 times today. I'll comment on that coming up on the show. Also, some staggering future numbers from our friends at betonline.ag, which don't feature any Detroit Lions in any of the statistics, and one Detroit Lion is left out, which I think is unfair. And I want to get into that coming up on the show today as well. Also, a little story time for you, because I think Lions fans understand something that I went through today as a fan of one of my own teams. So I will get into that coming up on the show as well. We thank you for making us your first listen each and every day. Battling a little bit of a cough/cold right now, so bear with me as we get through the show today here on Locked On Lions. Tomorrow, we'll record a little bit later on, because tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow evening is when the NFL schedule for 2022 comes out. As many of you know, there will be leaks throughout the day. Like already, I think we saw today there was some sort of leak about the Lions playing the Washington Commanders on Thanksgiving. I've not seen that been confirmed yet. I have talked to a couple of sources that have told me that the Lions are definitely playing a home game in week one. I haven't confirmed that either, but the league is really cracking down on leaks. I know today they announced the Packers and Cowboys are going to play November 10th on Fox in Lambeau, as it's the return of Mike McCarthy. I think Fox did that to help Skip Bayless out and like utilize that for the Skip and Shannon Undisputed show. But regardless, once the schedule is released tomorrow, we will then do a show after that. And hopefully my voice will hold up a little bit better than it is today. All right, Jamal Williams. Let's start with this. Lions running back Jamal Williams is one of the most entertaining interviews you will ever hear. Now, for most fans, they love a good soundbite. And if they're watching the videos or they're listening to Locked On Lions or whatever, they're going to enjoy hearing Jamal Williams talk about whatever he talks about. He had a 10-minute press conference today, and he referenced the Super Bowl 8 times, according to Eric Schlitt from Pride of Detroit. Justin Rogers asked him about it today, and he said, yeah, we're trying to win it all. You know, we've got to make it to the playoffs. We got to win the Super Bowl. Our goal is to get the ring. And he's saying that for this season. All right, Jamal Williams isn't talking about, yeah, in year 4 of this program, or in a few years, or let's take some steps and go from 3 wins and then get better. No, Jamal Williams is talking about this season. And I have to disagree. I like his optimism. You like having a guy like him on your team that is going to have personality and is going to be brash. I'm all for that. But Jamal Williams talking about Super Bowl, Super Bowl, Super Bowl always is a weird itch to scratch in this town, because as we all know, this organization hasn't even come close. Yes, they played in the NFC Championship game back in 1991, and they got blown out by Washington and all those things. But so maybe that was the one time they got close. But otherwise, it has not been a good scene whether it's been the Silver Dome, Ford Field, whatever, for this organization to try to get their act together. I believe they are on the right track. I believe Dan Campbell and Brad Holmes do have a plan. And as long as ownership kind of stays out of the way and a certain team president stays out of the way and they let football people do the football things and there's the backing from ownership to take the next step with, you know, an addition at the trade deadline or a big contract that they think they need to have or whatever it is, that would be fantastic. They seem to be on the right track. They seem to be pulling in the same direction. But Jamal Williams referencing the Super Bowl 8 times, to me, is just a little bit over the top. We need to pump the brakes a little bit. I love the confidence that he has, but he's also the number two running back on this team. It's not like he's a starter and the best player. He's a complimentary piece. He's a good football player. Change of pace with DeAndre Swift. But I'm not ready to be proclaiming Super Bowls yet. Today he was asked, and this audio is courtesy of DetroitLions.com. Today he was asked about being on Hard Knocks, and he went and riffed about that. Take a listen to this. Jamal Williams asked about, hey, you guys are going to be on Hard Knocks, and the cameras are going to be in the building coming up in July. Listen to this.
You guys been in the spotlight for that?
I don't care. I just want to play football. But it's just that all that is to me now is more cameras walking around staring at me. I don't care. I just want to play football. And I want to win a Super Bowl this year. Forget the Hard Knocks, all that stuff. You know, it's just going to happen. You know what I mean? Like, people think I'm funny, but I don't do it on purpose. This is just me. I just walk around and just be me all the time. That's it. I can't fake nothing, but... Like, they gonna see it. They gonna see it on my face. Every time they got a camera in my face, I'm just gonna look at them. What y'all want? We got people here to do that already, you know? So, if they ain't people here I already know, and they got a camera in my face, I ain't gonna smile at them. Maybe. We'll see.
All right, there's Jamal Williams talking about Hard Knocks and the Super Bowl. Unfortunately for Jamal, he does have to give a bleep because it could be a distraction. It could be something that some players don't want any part of. As Jamal said, there have been cameras in the locker room before. There have been cameras following the players around before, so it's nothing new to him. But it was certainly an interesting answer coming from Williams. I thought he'd be more excited about it, but he doesn't really seem to be that excited about it. He seems to be sort of bothered by it and doesn't care. He just wants to play football. But this guy could go on and on and talk forever. But we haven't really discussed Hard Knocks that much because whether there's a distraction with cameras, there's a distraction with other things, what you, the Lions fans, have been through, what this organization has been through, has been one giant distraction for many, many years. There's always been something. Calvin Johnson, Barry Sanders, that little distraction. The Bob Quinn and Matt Patricia era was constantly with distractions. Do you remember when Golden Tate was on my radio show? What year was that? 2014, 2015? On 105.1. And basically admitted that the other teams know our plays and they're calling out our plays at the, coming out of the huddle. And it led to Joe Lombardi being fired and, you know, they were going into Seattle to play Monday Night Football, and Mike Tirico, I remember him mentioning me and the show on Monday Night Football, and, you know, the Lions started that year, 0-7 or whatever it was? It was an unmitigated disaster. So there's always been distractions. So sitting here going, oh, I know, I'm worried about the cameras and Hard Knocks distracting this franchise, it's been one giant distraction. And if anything right now, if there's anybody that can handle it, at least this year, it's this edition of the Lions because everybody seems to be excited to be playing for Dan Campbell. And so bringing some cameras in, I don't think will matter. But to Jamal Williams, he just wants to win Super Bowls. I'm excited to watch Hard Knocks and see what the Lions look like on there. And I think Jamal Williams, once the cameras are there, and it's not the Lions cameras, this is like NFL films and the NFL being there, I think Jamal Williams will ham it up and be great. I think it was Amani Oruwariye who said today He can't wait for the cameras to be on Jerry Jacobs. He said Jerry Jacobs is really funny, and he's going to be the star of the show. So we'll see about that. All right, some future numbers which make a lot of sense, but there's one number in particular where there's a lion not even on the board, and it makes no sense to me. And this is a really good football player. We'll get that coming up next. Built Bar, baby. Oh, yeah. Big news. Built Bar birthday cake puffs are out. Imagine dipping your finger into that plastic tub of birthday cake frosting and then opening your eyes and realizing that it was only 150 calories and 16 grams of protein. That is what it is like to eat a birthday cake puff from Built Bar. All right. I just got these birthday cake puffs in the mail, and I've never had anything like this before. They're unbelievably good, so marshmallowy, and they taste like birthday cake, and I feel like I'm downing all this sugar, yet I'm not. It's only 150 calories, 16 grams of protein, only 9 grams of sugar in this limited-time flavor offered to you at Built.com. Fantastic stuff. They're made with collagen protein, which your body absorbs more efficiently, and provides tons of health benefits. So go to Built.com and try these out. They're birthday cake puffs. Try them right now. Go to Built.com. Use promo code LOCKED15. That's LOCKED15. And get 15% off your order. Promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off. Get those birthday cake Built puffs now at Built.com. All right, back on Locked On Lions, right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. A little bit surprised at this. I was looking today at with our friends at betonline.net or betonline.ag. Most passing yards, regular season, future bet, you can put in right now at betonline.ag. So if you want to bet on Justin Herbert, he's the favorite for most passing yards in the regular season at 15-2, then Tom Brady 8-1. Patrick Mahomes, 17-2, blah, 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 blah. Okay. A lion did get mentioned. That was Jared Goff at 66-1 odds. Goff's numbers are ahead of or tied with Zach Wilson, Baker Mayfield, 80-1, Daniel Jones, Davis Mills, Drew Locke, Justin Fields, and Sam Darnold. So, hey, congratulations to Jared Goff of the Lions. Did not finish last in this category, and you could put money down on Jared Goff to finish with the most passing yards in the regular season this year. Do I think that's going to happen? No, but you could do it. All right. Then I looked at most rushing yards this season. DeAndre Swift did make the list at 75-1 for running backs. The favorite is Jonathan Taylor at 5-1. Derrick Henry at 6-1. Dalvin Cook 10-1, tied with Nick Chubb. And then Najee Harris of the Steelers at 12-1. All right. DeAndre Swift at 75-1. The only guys lower on the list, Clyde Edwards-Helaire and Michael Carter, each at 100-1. All right. Where I think a lion has a chance to make hay and to maybe win is most receiving yards in a regular season. And yet, this Detroit Lion isn't even on the list. If you recall last season, Amon-Ra St. Brown of the Lions finished 30th in the NFL with 912 receiving yards. That's pretty good for a rookie. All right, he was a top 30 receiving yard receiver last year in the NFL. On the list of 40 receivers here on this betonline.ag list of most receiving yards in a regular season, right? Cooper Kupp, number one at 15-2. Justin Jefferson at 19-2. Devontae Adams and Ja'Marr Chase, each at 12-1, and those guys are tremendous players. I'm not saying Amon-Ra is better than that. I'm just making a point. Stephon Diggs, 14-1. Travis Kelce, 14-1. So I'm scrolling down the list, and I'm looking, and I'm looking, and I'm looking. There's 40 receivers on here. Michael Gallup, 66-1 at number 40. Kyle Pitts, number 39, 66-1. Garrett Wilson, Gabriel Davis, Drake London, Chris Olave, Robert Woods, 66-1. Juju Smith-Schuster at 50-1. Darnell Mooney of the Bears, 50-1. But not a single mention and no number for Amon-Ra St. Brown. Now again, DJ Chark's coming aboard. Hopefully a healthy Jameson Williams. Maybe Amon-Ra's numbers won't be as good, right, as they were a year ago. But I think the sky's the limit for this kid. He works so hard. He really became a huge weapon for this team last year. He caught 90 balls last year for 912 yards, and he got off to a slow start because he was just a rookie. He wasn't really in the mix right away. He was a rotational player the first few weeks. So he just finished outside of a 1,000-yard season, and yet some of these rookies and some of these other guys have passed him when it comes to the futures bet. I don't think that's fair. Now, do I think Amon-Ra St. Brown has the best chance of any Lion to win one of these things? Yeah, I think he's got a better chance of winning this than Jared Goff, of winning the most passing yards, and DeAndre Swift for winning the most rushing yards. Amon-Ra St. Brown is the best weapon that the Lions have right now that we know of. I think DJ Chark, who has had some decent years in Jacksonville, is there. TJ Hockenson, not sure he's going to be an 1,000-yard guy or a 1,500-yard guy or anything like that. Remember last year, Cooper Kupp finished with nearly 2,000 yards in the regular season, 1,947. But, man, I'm just not so sure. Amon-Ra St. Brown is not a top 40 receiver and should not be on this list. I think it's a joke. Michael Thomas is on this list at 25-1. That guy is never on the field. Would you rather have Devontae Smith from Philly or Amon-Ra St. Brown? Right? Michael Gallup's coming off of major knee surgery with the Cowboys. And he's at 66-1. So, I don't know. I thought Amon-Ra St. Brown got shafted a little bit. That's a little bit disappointing to me. So I'm bringing this up here on Locked On Lions. All right, coming up next, story time. Lions fans, you can relate to something that happened to me today. I'm going to tell you about that coming up next. All right, so as many of you know, there are certain Lions fans that travel to every game home and away. My guy Crackman, Ron Crackman Crackiola, is at every game home and away. There's a group of other Lions fans that sometimes go with Ron, or they're on the road with the team. There are media members that have been covering this team for 20-plus years, like Jennifer Hammond at Fox 2, that are on the road. And, you know, you just, when you go on the road trips to some of these Lions road games, there are certain people you always see, right? Well, today, yours truly decided. I called my son, who lives out of state, and I said, let's meet up at the Cleveland Guardians Chicago White Sox game. Called him on Sunday, said, you want to go to Guardians Sox on Wednesday in Chicago, 2:10 in the afternoon. He's like, yeah, I'm in. My son's 21. He's going to be going to camp this summer as a camp counselor. So he's only home for a couple weeks in between college and camp. So I said, let's meet up at the game. Awesome. All right, get in the car this morning, 8 o'clock. I arrive in Chicago for a 2:10 Eastern start around 12:45. I wait for him to get there. He met me there. And we're pumped, right? Taking a picture outside the stadium. We got our tickets already. We're walking in. We walk into the stadium today, and my son turns to me as we're getting our, I have the tickets in my phone, so I just had the lady, you know, swipe the tickets or whatever, or, you know, shoot them with the laser thing, and scan them, excuse me. And my son goes, oh my God. And I go, what? He was looking on Twitter. He says, Jesse Rott, one of my fraternity brothers, just texted me this. Jesse Rogers on Twitter says the game's canceled. I said, what? I'm like, shut up. He's like, no, I swear, look. Jesse Rogers, who covers the White Sox, I believe, for ESPN or something, said, game is postponed today. No game because of a COVID outbreak with the Cleveland Guardians. It had been reported earlier in the day that Terry Francona, Tito Francona, the manager of the Guardians, had tested positive. So, imagine going all the way on a road trip, right, to see the Lions play. And you get to the stadium and you walk in and they tell you there's no game. And some of you that are listening right now that have gone on trips, and Crackman and others have flown to San Francisco, have flown down to Miami, have flown to Dallas, have flown to LA. A lot of you, some of you went last year just to see the game against Matthew Stafford and the Rams. Imagine that. Seriously, imagine it. You get all the way to the stadium and they cancel the game. All right, I paid my $27 to park. I paid for my son's $27. Paid $54 for two cars to park. Got the tickets. So, you know, we ended up hanging around the stadium for a while. We saw some of the players down near the dugout. It was cool. It was fine. It was a nice day. It happens. But this COVID thing is crazy. We're still dealing with this. This is now year three, you know, of it. If you remember the baseball season of 2020 where there was no fans in the stands last season and now this season. You drive all the way 4.5 hours to Chicago and 4.5 hours back. And by the way, I ended up taking my son to Joe Stone Crab in downtown Chicago. The place is the greatest. Expensive lunch, but it was great. And I got to hang out with him, so even better. But imagine going to a Lions road game, getting to the stadium, walking in, having your tickets, walking to your seats and being told the game was canceled. It's just crazy today. So I spent 9 hours in the car and for nothing. But I'm a dedicated fan. I love the Tribe or Guardians or whatever you want to call them. And I'll go back. But just my luck today. All right, tomorrow night's show, I'm not sure when we're going to record, but we'll record a little later tomorrow after the schedule is out. Excited about that. Thanks for making us your first listen, bearing with me with my little hoarse voice today, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.